Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time we have together to share the good things of the Lord, to look into His Word, and to ask the Lord to give us new understanding and wisdom as we close out this old year and head into the new year. The passage of Scripture I was focusing on is found in Psalm 37:4, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Beloved, I'm so burdened to see God answer prayer, to bring forth in your lives and the lives of His people those good things that He has promised to us. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, Jesus said we don't have to be concerned about the needs in our lives as a priority, but if we would seek the kingdom of God first, being obedient to what He's asked us to do and His righteousness, to seek to be conformed to the image of Jesus, which encompass, if you will, the fruit of the Spirit, all the beautiful perfections of the person and nature of Jesus, that He would fulfill our needs. We would have no lack. God would give to us our heart's desires, and we would see that there is a great joy that would well up in our hearts. And as we see God answer prayer, we'll become more encouraged, more filled with faith to ask for larger things. Because He said, ask largely that your joy may be full. Praise God. And so, beloved, God is a good God. And we have to have that assurance that because He's a good God and a good Father, He wants certainly to provide for our needs, but that He will also, in His great love, as a good parent, just as natural parents would, want to fulfill the desires, the natural desires of the godly desires of their children's heart. And we looked a little bit at James, in that fourth chapter, where he said the reason we don't get answers to prayer is that we want to consume them on our lusts. And so obviously, if we don't have answered prayer, that's something we might examine our hearts. We have to have the right attitude. All right, let's now get down to the heart of the matter. We understand about the desires of our hearts, but how do we delight ourselves in the Lord? Have you ever thought of that? That's a command. Delight thyself in the Lord. And there are three ways that we can learn that I'd like to share with you from the Word of God. The first way is repentance from sin and reconciliation with God causes us to delight in the Lord. Remember, Jesus said, all heaven rejoices at one sinner who repents than the 99 righteous. And He, as the good shepherds, He goes out after that one lost sheep. So the first point is reconciliation with God, repenting of sin and having a right relationship with God. That opens the door so that we can understand and begin to delight ourselves in God. When we realize what God has saved us from, He's promised eternal life. And those who willingly, knowingly reject Him, they will spend eternity forever separated from Him in a place meant for Satan and his angels. Now, I want to share a reference to James 4:4, and this is the Amplified translation. This is what the Amplified says: "You are like unfaithful wives, having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God." Goodness, that is a rather severe warning against compromise, isn't it, beloved? Or do you suppose the scripture is speaking to no purpose that says the Spirit, whom he has caused to dwell in us, yearns over us? That's the Holy Spirit. And he yearns for the Spirit to be welcome with a jealous love. And so, beloved, God is jealous for us. He's a jealous God. He doesn't want us sharing our affections with anyone else in terms of worship and our relationship with God. Of course, he blesses us with, in the body of Christ, with wonderful relationships. With, obviously, sometimes it doesn't work out with family. Sometimes they're not saved. But our heart's desire, I mean, I believe our households can be saved. And so we have to continue to stand fast and walk in humility and a daily repentance from the sins that we are so easily susceptible to. And then also there's another passage of scripture I'd like to share with you from Job. And these are the words of Eliphaz. And this is Job 22, 21 through 28. And now the thing is, they spoke, his three comforters spoke many words of truth, but they, so nonetheless, those words can be valid, but they had an inaccurate appraisal of Job's situation. They just assumed Job was going through all the trouble he was because he had sinned. Now, this is what I'd like to share with you, verses 21 through 28. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. See, that talks about repentance from sin and reconciliation with God. Therefore shall good come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from my tabernacles. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. That talks not only about natural prosperity, but spiritual prosperity. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. All your needs are going to be met. For then, this is what I want you to hear, thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face to God. We won't be ashamed to come boldly before the throne of grace. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. In other words, you will be faithful to do what you told the Lord you were going to do, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou also shalt decree a thing. This is very powerful. And it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And so, therefore, we see that confession of sin, and this is true all the way through the word. I'm just giving you this one scripture, but that's true all the way through the word of God. Confession of sin and repentance and a right relationship with the Lord is one of the criteria to delight ourselves in God. Praise God. So let's now move on to the second point I'd like to share with you. What does it mean to delight in God? Not only to be in right relationship with him, but we must honor and obey his word. That passage of scripture I'm sharing, Psalm 34:7, delight yourself in the Lord. Grammatically, this verse is a command. It's in the imperative form. The you is understood. It says, should say, would, it's understood. You delight yourself in the Lord. That's what the imperative means, that there is a command, a demand, a necessity with that promise given. And John 14 and 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. So if we love God, we will love to obey him. We will love his commandments. We will be blessed if we truly put God first in our lives. Psalm 112 and 1 says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. The psalm goes on to say, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth, wealth and riches shall be in his house. And so the question is, do examining ourselves before the Lord, do we really love the law of God, His commandments, the things He tells us to do? And I'm speaking not of fulfilling the Old Testament commandments, they've been fulfilled in Christ, but that which is given to us in the new covenant. Psalm 1, 1 and 2 said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Psalm 40 and 8 says, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." How do we get his law within our heart? By reading his word, by meditating upon his work, in a daily relationship with God, being with him, and reading the word of God. Psalm 119 and 16 says, "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." Psalm 119 and 77 says, "Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight." And then let's give you a New Testament passage, Romans 7, 22. This is Paul speaking, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man," the spirit man, if you will. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time's flown by, and tomorrow we're going to look at the third aspect of how we can delight ourselves in the Lord. We have to be in right relationship to Him. We have to honor and obey His word and desire to walk in His ways. And we'll see what the third point I'm going to share with you tomorrow. I look forward to having you join me. We're heard on this station every day at the same time, Monday through Friday. If you miss a broadcast, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast archive there, and you can listen at your convenience. Praise God. Also, as I always do before I close the broadcast, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you write an email, if you would include your personal address, I will send back that which the Lord would give for you. But I always pray and confirm receipt. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,